You're listening to the Journey Church podcast. At Journey Church, our vision is to see dreams discovered and built, and broken dreams rediscovered and rebuilt. Our mission is to love God, His Word, and His world. For more information on how to connect with us, please stay tuned following the message. Now, we trust that you'll be blessed by the following presentation.
You know, for a few minutes, I'll read to you from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 37, and I want to read about three verses, should be from verses 9 through 11. And it reads, speaking about Joseph, it declares, "And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying." This is the word of God. Today I will be looking on the topic, the five tests that every dreamer has to pass in order to realize their dream. The five tests that every dreamer has to pass in order to realize their dreams. The truth is, I do believe that there are a lot of dreamers in the house today. A lot of dreamers in the house today. You know, somebody once asked a question as to what is life without a dream? What is life without a dream? You know, the truth is, to many, life without a dream is meaningless. While to others, life without a dream is dull. To others, life without a dream is boring. And life without a dream is purposeless. But life with a dream is exciting. Life with a dream is purposeful. Life with a dream is meaningful. And life with a dream is inspiring. You know, when your life has a dream, there are times when it will keep you up in your bed all night and you just cannot sleep. When your life has a dream, there are times you see your food and you really want to eat it, but the dream is so much in you that at times you can't even eat your food. You'll agree with me that Joseph's journey to become the prime minister of Egypt was a long one. It was a journey that had him go through or brought him through hatred. It was a journey that caused him to go through jealousy. It was a journey that brought him through betrayal, persecutions, a journey that brought him through loneliness and trials, reproach, hardship, and imprisonment. And all of these experiences that he had were not really good experiences, but they were bad experiences. But I believe, like Paul, Joseph must have said to himself or asked himself the question, what shall separate me from the love of God? And when you have a dream and you are going through all of these difficulties, I believe that it is fair to stop every now and again and ask yourself the question, what shall separate me from the love of God? I believe, like Paul, Joseph must have said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Then he said, as it is written, for thy sake we are all killed. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. So I wish to stand here and remind you today that you can realize your dream because of Jesus Christ. that our takes and pains and trials and persecutions will only come, but you will get through because of the power of God that is in your life today. You will get through. And therefore we ask the question, you know, it is said that between Joseph's dreams and their fulfillment, Joseph faced 5 tests. And likewise, between our dreams and their fulfillment, we too will face these 5 tests. Just like Joseph, if we are going to realize our dream, we will have to successfully pass these tests. And the question is, what are these tests? Number one, let's look at the first test that Joseph encountered and passed. Joseph faced, number one, what we call the faith test. Now, the faith test is all about Joseph had to maintain his faith and his belief in a dream that nobody else believed in. And the question to us is, what do you do when nobody else believes in you? What do you do when nobody else believes in your dream? What do you do when nobody believes in your vision? When nobody will encourage you? When nobody will say that you can do it, go for it? Joseph was in that position. He had dreams. There was something on the inside. He knew that God had given him something, but nobody around him believed in him or his dream. You know, his neighbors did not believe in him or his dreams. You know, his friends did not believe in him or his dreams. A matter of fact, the Bible tells us that when he shared his dream with his brethren and with his father, his daddy rebuked him for what? Because of his dream. And his brethren, his brothers, hated him for what? Because of his dream. But what do you do when you don't know who to turn to? When you don't know who to call upon? Where do you go? Who gives you support? Joseph knew that our takes and pain and trials and persecutions will come. But he was willing to stand and defend his dream because he knew that greater is he who lives in him than he who lives in the world. We must understand at all times that if God is for us, then who can be against us? We must stand at all times knowing that on Christ, the solid rock, I will always stand on all other grounds, and they are sinking sand. Joseph stood. He believed in a dream that nobody else believed in. And you too, amidst everything, you will have to believe in your dream. You will have to stand in the good times and in the bad times and defend your dream, because there will come a time when your friends will not believe in you or your dreams. But in the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to stand, because there is something on the inside that will get you going and standing for God. Hallelujah. So Joseph decided to stand. I don't know, but there may just be somebody in the room this morning that your friends don't believe in your dreams at all. You might have sat with them. You have shared with them. You have talked with them. Your families don't believe in your dreams. But keep on keeping on and stay with your God, because greater is on before you. And they may knock you over and knock you down, but you are going to stand again, because there is something on the inside, and that will keep you going in the good times and also in the bad times. Keep on believing in your dream. Oh, somebody shout a hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to God. So Joseph believed in his dream. He maintained his faith, his trust, his belief in a dream that nobody else believed in. He was a loner, but he had a dream. And that's what kept him going. Number two, so Joseph passed the faith test, But he had a second test. And the second test happened to be the patience test, which is really the waiting test. You know, because he must have the wisdom to understand that my dream is for yet a time to come. He must have the wisdom to know that even though I have a dream, the dream will not be fulfilled tomorrow morning. The dream will not be fulfilled next week. The dream will not be fulfilled next year. But you will have to learn how to wait upon God. You know, the psalmist reminds us that we are to wait upon God, and our attitude must be right in waiting on God, because Joseph was only 17 years old when he got the dreams, but he waited for 13 years for them to be fulfilled. They were not, you know, Joseph was not waiting in an area where he had soft padded pews. He was not waiting in an area where he had AC or eating. But Joseph was waiting in an area where there were all kind of problems and heartaches and pain. But yet with the help of God, he was able to wait. And somebody declares that we must wait on God and be of good comfort, and he shall direct and strengthen our heart. I hear Solomon declaring that we must trust in God with all of our hearts, and we must not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways we must acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Joseph waited. He trusted. You know, there are some things that are not good if they are not mature. And there are times you have the dream, but if you rush too much with this dream, you are not going to enjoy what you are supposed to enjoy, because the vision, the dream is yet for a time. And we have to wait upon God's appointed time for that dream to be realized, for that dream to be fulfilled. We must never get ahead of God. It is not always as we see it. It must always be in the plans and the purposes of the Most High God. We must learn to wait upon God, because they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, says Isaiah. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, because we have learned how to wait and to lean and depend upon Jesus. You know, back home, there's a fruit that we call hakee. That's A-C-K-E-E. That's our national dish. It is beautiful. It is lovely. But if you don't wait until it is matured, until it is ripe and right, then it will kill you. Now, this thing is a blessing. I love ackee. Man, I will eat ackee 7 days per week and twice on Sundays. But if I don't wait until it is ready, it will kill me. And there are many of us, we have to wait on our blessings. We have to wait on our dreams to be matured. Joseph had to wait for 13 years. Now when the hakee is matured, it looks differently. Look at it now. This is the real hakee. The hakee that we saw before, you must not force to open it because it is not ready. You must not harvest it because it is not ready. But you have to wait on it until it is ready. When it is ready, it's the most delicious thing you will ever taste or eat. But you have to wait. There is something about somebody having blessings, but they are not mature to handle the blessings. The Bible tells us about the prodigal boy. He got his blessings, but he was not ready for the blessings. And because he was not ready for the blessings almost tumbled down upon him. It turned against him. And likewise, God wants us to wait upon him. Amen. You have got a dream. You have gotten a vision. You know for sure that someday you are going to be blessed by God. But you need to stay in the presence of God. You need to fill yourselves up with the word and the power of Almighty God and say, God, whenever it comes, I'm going to be ready because I've learned how to lean and depend upon the word of God. I've got your spirit inside of me. I've got your word inside of me, and I am anointed by the Spirit of God. I am going to wait. I will never get ahead of God. I'm going to walk with Jesus because I'm waiting for my dream to be realized and to be fulfilled. And the devil can delay it, but the devil cannot stop it because it is anointed by God. Hallelujah. Can I quickly talk about the third test that Joseph had to encounter? This called the strength test. This test speaks of what and who we have on the inside. There was a time in Joseph's life when there was no daddy around. There was no brothers around. There were no friends around. There were no choir around to cheer him on. There was no prayer team to say, boy, you are going to do it one day. There are no prophetic word over his life continually say, someday you are going to be great. He was in the pit. He was all alone. He was taken from his daddy's house. He was taken from his brethren. He was taken from the land that he knew so well. He was in a foreign land, a foreign country. He had no prayer group around him. All kind of pressure, heartaches and pain, all kind of trials and hardships and imprisonment. But yet the boy was able to stand, amen, in those evil days. He was able to stand in those crooked and rugged days, all because he had somebody on the inside. Amen. It is not the external forces. It's not the external strength. It was all about the internal strength that he had on the inside. And someday you are going to be able to stand alone and nobody around you, but deep in your spirit and deep in your heart, you know for sure that you are called of God. You are anointed by God. You are unpicked by God. You have a dream in your spirit, a vision in your heart, and the devil is a liar. You are going to make it someday because of who sits on the inside of your life. Somebody shout a praise to God. Hallelujah. So Joseph had to go through the strength test. Nothing external. It was all about what and who he had on the inside. And they, all of us, will encounter that. We're going to go through days in our lives when there's nobody around us, nobody to encourage us. But thank God that there is the Spirit of God on the inside of us. We can do it. Joseph was like a tennis ball. They threw him in the pit, but he bounced right back. You know, they told lies on him. They tried to keep him down. But every time they throw him down, he kept on bouncing right back. Amen. Mrs. Potiphar sent him to prison, but he bounced right back. You're not talking to me today. They throw him in jail, but he did not stay there. He bounced right back. They took away his coat from around him, and they expect that his dreams shall die, but he bounced right back. My God, because greater is he that lives on the inside than he who lives on the outside. There are many of you are like this ball. So many times they knock you down, but you bounce right back. In Jamaica, you will say, you are a hard man for dead. You don't understand that, all right? They just can't kill you. It doesn't matter what they did. You're back up in their face. The devil knock you down, but you're back up in his face. Hear me, hear my devil again. My God, your bosses may tell lies on you, but you're back up in their faces. You're not talking to me today because there is something on the inside. You have the strength and the power of God on the inside. I hear Paul saying to the church at Ephesus, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Can I tell you today, church, that the devil is going here and there like a roaring lion and he's seeking whom he may devour. But once you put on the armor of God, you'll be able to stand in the good days and in the bad days. You'll go through heartaches and pain, but you are going to bounce back in the name of Jesus because there is power on the inside. You will go from place to place being anointed by the Spirit of God because you are harmed and you are dangerous. There is a dream in your spirit and it shall come to pass because of what is on the inside of you. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory because you are anointed by God and your dream shall be realized. Hallelujah. Let me hasten to go to point number four. So Joseph passed the faith test. He believed in a dream that nobody else believed in. Joseph passed the patience test. He was willing to wait on the dream for 13 years until they were fulfilled. He passed the strength test. Hey, he had something on the inside. When everything on the outside were failing him, he held on to God and God brought him through. But Joseph had to pass the focus test. The focus test. And the truth is, how many of us are able to pass the focus test? Will you focus on your detractors or will you focus on your dream? Will you focus more on your problems or on your dreams? Will you focus more on your limitations or on your dream? Will you focus more on your gainsayers than on your dream? Joseph could have spent his time in prison focusing on his father who had rebuked him. He could have spent his time in prison focusing on his brothers who have sold him into slavery. He could have spent his time in prison focusing on his robe that they took away from him. He could have spent his time in prison focusing on Mrs. Potiphar who told a wicked lie on him. But Joseph rejected all of that and he kept on focusing on his dream. A lot of us will never get to the other test until we spend some time on this one. What or who are we focusing on? Are we focusing on the person who have hurt us? Are we focusing on the people who have done us bad things? Are we focusing on the person at work who have told lies on us? Or are we focusing on the Christ in us who is the hope of glory? I hear God saying, if you just give me your problems and just focus on me, I will take you places. I will tear aside all the powers of hell. What God needs from you, what God needs from me, what God needs from all of us is for us to take our problems and our burdens and realize that vengeance is God's and God shall repay in the right time. He does not want us to go around with baggage, with our takes and pain, because your God is big enough to take care of your pains, to take care of your problems. My God, he wants us to focus on him because it was not your problems that give you this dream. It was all about your God, your King, your eternal liberator, your Redeemer. And he wants us to focus on him Joseph spent his time focusing on the dream. Spent his time focusing on the dream. Because your problems can divert you. It can take your attention away from your dream. It will cause bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment to develop in you. Can you imagine Joseph in prison thinking about all of his problems and not thinking about the dream? No, he focused on the dream. Number five, as I close with this, the fifth test that Joseph had to pass was the ready test. Joseph had waited for over 13 years to see the fulfillment of his dreams. What a shame it would have been if when the time came, he was not ready. 13 years waiting. What a shame it would have been if when the time came, he was not ready. Are you ready? Joseph had passed the faith test. He believed in a dream that nobody else believed in. He had passed the patience test. He held onto the dream for 13 years and refused to give up even in the times of discouragement. He had passed the strength test. He remained rooted and grounded in the faith and in his God amidst temptations, betrayal, loneliness, and struggles of life. He had passed the focus test. He remained focused amidst it all. Now was the ready test. What was God looking for to know if Joseph was ready? The Bible tells us that man looketh at the outward appearance, but God, he sees the heart. God was looking for a life that was changed, a life that was free from bitterness, a life that was free from unforgiveness, a life that was free from pride, a life that was free from retaliation. God was looking to see if Joseph had allowed his experiences to make him better and not bitter. God saw that Joseph's experiences did not make him bitter, but it made him better. And therefore, it was time for promotion. It was a ready test, and Joseph was ready. Today, I want to say to you, my friends, that your daddy is waiting to walk you across the line, to get you past your past, to get you to victory for his glory and for your blessing.
Thank you for listening to the Journey Church podcast. If you would like prayer or to connect with us in any way, please contact us by emailing us at info@journeychurchmo.com. You can also find more information on service times, events, and more on our website, www.journeychurchmo.com.